struggling with how to. I'm looking for feedback to include in our report as rationale for the fact that OFL is unknown. And I'm trying to figure out how to turn that into a specific piece of advice, guidance to the council.
I can pursue that a little bit. If in fact the council has decided that ABC is 1150, then I think OFL is unknown because the ABC value of 1150 is not model based. It's a qualitative judgment based on, you know, our advice about having a non-directed fishery and reducing bycatch, and then noting some level of catch that might occur at an extreme that could be used as an ABC. So it isn't derived, it's not a model-based derivation of ABC, which would build on an OFL. If we wanted to talk about OFLs for the other two options, you probably could. I mean, it's pretty straightforward in the first option, which is basically the split series model in the 820-836. The OFL that would be associated with the second option would be a different OFL for each one of those sensitivity runs, because they're different models and you could describe what those values are, but there's no point in doing that given where we are in terms of the council decision.
Eric Thunberg.
Eric Thunberg. So I'm not quite sure that to say 1150 is not model based, because it was essentially the 1150 was the status quo ABC, which itself was model based. It just was based on a different assessment, you know, year, different track. So at the risk of stepping in it, the internally consistent OFL with the 1150 would be the 1691, which is essentially the OFL that comes out of the assessment that was used to determine the 1150. Now, I don't have no position whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but you know, if you're looking for something that's internally consistent with the decision that was made, that would be it. But I'm not gonna, that's all I'm gonna say about it. If you wanna have no OFL, unknown.
We all just agreed that have no OFL or OFL unknown.
But point remains, 1150 is not truly not model based. It did come from a model. It's not this year's model.
Thank you. Steve.
Yeah, I agree with Eric there that it was the basis of it. However, if you look at the 2012 track, I think it invalidates the 2011 track results because of the retrospective pattern. So we had an OFL and an ABC last year. It was purely a status quo. So I agree with Mike that the intention was it was not derived from a model, even though originally 1150 was. The 2012 track now does not agree with the 2011 track because of the retrospective pattern. So I agree with Mike's language that it's not entirely model-based.
Steve Correa.
Yeah, I think it's important to keep that in there. And we can make it more precise by saying it wasn't based on the 2012 track. But it also, Steve, your most recent observations also raise a flag, because we look at what the 1150 was expected to do, and it's expected to raise, to result in overfishing. And I suspect that if they have the same assessment next year, they take the 1150, you will result in overfishing.
So, Steve, are you proposing that for something to include in our report? Because if so, I think that's going to need some discussion among the committee.
No, I just want to be clear in terms of what the consequences of what we're picking will mean next time you update the assessment. I think my original point was, if we say it's not model-based, we can actually be more accurate and say we did not base it on the 2012 track assessment. In fact, I think that's very important to put that in there.
Steve Cadron.
I think Steve Correa, I think Steve Correa's statement that 1150 would be expected to produce overfishing would need a heavy caveat if the split series assessment is the best representation of reality. Many of the alternatives there, if you revise the reference point, 1150 would not be expected to produce overfishing. So it depends on what you believe coming out of the assessment on whether that statement's true or not. And I think that's exactly where our unknown OFL, that's the basis of our determination that it's unknown.
Thank you, Steve. Other comments? Pat Sullivan.
I guess I do. I don't know exactly how to word this, but because it's a little tricky in terms of the wording, but basically we weren't satisfied with the assessment as it stood. And so although given the nuance that we talked about earlier, we did value the fact that it was trying to synthesize all of the available information, and it did give us some understanding of the nature of the uncertainties, including the retrospective pattern and differences between split and non-split series. So in that sense, it was informative. But I'm trying to figure out a way to say that we didn't really like the assessment without throwing it out entirely, and I don't know exactly the wording for that, but I think that's for me that was the number one reasoning for taking the path that we took, as opposed to determining an OFL and basing an ABC on it.
Thank you, Pat. Fred.
It seems to me that this group is a little bit hamstrung in these discussions, one because of the complexity of the issue, but also one of the developments that was instituted over the past, now it's 2 years, was to try to address the issues of uncertainty within the track and the uncertainty of the issues that come before the SSC for those assessments that go to the track, was to have an SSC representative at the track, okay, to be part of the activities of the track, and perhaps to provide, from his or her point of view, okay, an understanding of matters that might come before the SSC. And to a certain extent, that was done at the track, very much so, in terms of the how the track report was prepared. I can tell you, having been at the track, that your SSC member, okay, made many positive suggestions, okay, and those suggestions came across in the stock status report. Unfortunately, that person is not here, so many of the issues you're talking about might have been further illuminated by his presence. Moreover, that person chaired the meeting, okay, when this came up, and so was hamstrung in my view, because quite frankly, as a chair, that person was trying to do exactly what Jake is doing now as chair, trying to bring the committee together. And I would hope, just as a matter of process, that the committee doesn't put itself into this position again. That is, having somebody at the track meeting as the SSC representative there, as a contributor, as a valued contributor, and not being able to take advantage, okay, of that person's experience in subsequent deliberations. I realize that we can't expect all members of the SSC to be involved at all meetings of the SSC. Everybody has other things they have to do. But I think that these discussions have been hampered, from my perspective, by not having JJ's participation at the meeting. I realize he's someplace else and cannot be here. Thank you.
I think that's a really valuable comment, Fred. And I think that's one that should go into our report. Anything else, Dan?
To be clear, he was here the last meeting. JJ was.
Yeah, I think what Fred is saying, if I understand him, is that JJ should have been serving, his primary role should have been sort of the liaison between the track and the SSC, not liaison between the track of the SSC and chair of the SSC at that moment. Right? He chaired this meeting, and what Fred's saying is he should have been there primarily, if not solely, serving to help, you know, convey what happened at the track, which you can't do well from the seat. Mike.
I think there's some validity to that point, but I wouldn't get too carried away with it. I think our fundamental problem is we have an assessment that's got a serious and increasing retrospective problem, and we aren't able to deal with it in the way we would like to. And second, we have the advice we gave, which the council has basically chosen to select part of an option, but not the whole option, because the option that involves 1,150 tons is very clear that that's only a valid option if there's some actions taken to deal with the bycatch problem. So I think those are the real issues that we're dealing with is a science problem. It's nobody's particular fault, but it's a real science problem that exists, and a management decision that draws from our advice but isn't consistent with it.
I'd like to see those two things included. I don't know who's taking the notes, but